We're back on the Mindset Mechanics Show, the program that every week gives you the tools you can use to make the most of your life. And now we're at my favorite part of the show, which is when we talk with fabulous kids and military families, and we just honor our military kids and how emotionally resilient and wonderful they are and spotlight them for all of you. And tonight we have with us a young man who is 12 years old. And he is an Army kid, and his name is Hunter Moran, and he is here to tell us about a project he's working on and just a little bit about Army life from his perspective. So welcome to the program, Hunter.
For my bar mitzvah, I'm going to be doing a project where donates money for the Wounded Warriors Project. They get a picture from an Army kid.
Ah, okay. So you're having your bar mitzvah, and when you have a bar mitzvah, you do some kind of community service project. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so you have chosen, it sounds like you've chosen Army Kids and Wounded Warriors as your project, and that is really a great cause. So when somebody donates money to the Wounded Warriors program, then they will get a picture that an Army kid created. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds really special. Now, how are you getting the word out to these kids in military families that they can do artwork? Does it have to be a painting or any particular kind of artwork?
It can be any kind.
Any kind.
Like sketch, drawing, paint, anything they can think of.
Nice. And so who are you telling about your project so that the kids will know where to send their artwork and donate it?
Through internet and broadcasting.
Wonderful. I know we're on the radio here, and are you going to be able to have other radio opportunities, do you think?
Yes.
Wonderful. And I know I'm going to tell everybody about it on my website at militarykidsspeak.com. So that's one way that people will hear about it. So do they have to be Army kids, or can it be any military kid?
Any.
Any. So all our Marine Corps and Air Force families and Navy families around here, if your children are looking for something to keep them occupied this summer and would like to do a community service project at the same time, they could do a piece of artwork and send it into Hunter, and we'll make sure that we get that address out to people before the show is over as to where they can send that artwork. Would you like to tell us where they should go if they want to participate?
Kids submit artwork and they will be on display in the art show.
Oh, and if the art show is at your base in at your post in Arizona?
Yes. Fort Huachuca, Arizona, Sierra Vista, 116 Bernard Street.
116 Bernard Street. And that's where they should send their artwork.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, now, how did you come up with this project, Hunter? What made you decide to do artwork as a something that people could get for donations to the Wounded Warriors?
Well, I wanted to help. At first, I wanted it'd be about art, because I really admire art, and the reason how I came up with it is because I wanted to do something with the Wounded Warriors program, because I wanted to help the wounded soldiers.
Ah.
And so it just came in my mind.
Wow, that's really cool, isn't it, when your idea just comes to you?
Yes.
And do you like to do art yourself, or do you just like to look at other people's art?
I like to do both, actually.
And what's your favorite kind of art to do yourself? What's the most fun for you?
Sketching, doing my own kind of sketch, making up things in my mind, imaginary.
Very cool. So when you sketch, do you do it in color, or do you do it in black and white?
Mostly black and white, but sometimes I do it in color.
Ah, and do you do characters or places, or what kind of sketches do you do?
I do nature, people, and faces. And when I do the nature scenes, I draw a hill and trees and animals around it.
What kind of animals do you like to draw?
Like squirrels, cats, and dogs. And that's mostly it.
Ah, wonderful. Do you get to do a lot of drawing and sketching while you're out of school in the summer?
Actually, mostly, yeah.
I know you've had to have your dad be away a lot on deployments since you've been, you know, very young. Is drawing and sketching something that you do to help yourself feel better while your dad's deployed?
Yes.
So what a great idea that you've had then to start an art project for all military kids to submit their art. And then whoever, is it anybody that donates to the Wounded Warrior Program then can have a piece of artwork done by a military child?
Yes.
That is such a neat project. What a great idea. It was very creative of you.
And project is to bring people together in military community for healing.
Yes.
Too.
Because sometimes you need a little bit of healing, don't you? It's sad when your dad's gone and all those different things that happen in military life when you have to move and leave your friends and make new friends. And there's a lot of ups and downs, aren't there?
Yes, ma'am.
So it's good to have an outlet like art, which can be so much fun, so we can remember to have fun even when things get hard.
Yes.
Now, how long will your project run? What's the latest date that someone could send you a piece of artwork?
September 1st.
September 1st. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
What else do you want people to know about your project?
We'll be taking in artwork until September 1st. And like if a kid submits an artwork and they will be on display in the art show. And it's called the art show. It's called Healing Through the Arts.
Healing Through the Arts. And is that art show just for your project or is that another art show that's going on?
Just ours.
Will that be on post at Fort Huachuca?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
That is just great. That is a very exciting project that you're doing. And we look forward to helping you promote it and also following your progress along the way. So is there a website that people can go to learn more about what you're doing?
Yes, at Military Families Connect.
Military Families Connect. Wonderful. And of course, for anybody who's following militarykidsspeak.com and Military Kids Speak on Facebook, we are connected with Military Families Connect. So if you're already there, you can just go and see what else is going on with Hunter Moran and his Healing Through Art between military kids and wounded warriors. And what a great project, Hunter. And we appreciate you coming on and talking with us about it and telling everybody here out east, because Fort Huachuca is in Arizona, for those of you who don't know. And yet we want all military families to unite in their healing, because it seems like sometimes our communities stick to themselves, and really we can reach out and help each other across service lines and everything else. So Healing Through Art and helping the Wounded Warrior Project at the same time sounds like a wonderful cause. And Hunter, you are a magnificent young man for coming up with this at age 12. You're doing a great thing for your community, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So thank you for being with us today.